It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. The House Judiciary Committee is holding an impeachment hearing right now.
A protester was taken out at the very beginning of what's expected to be a very long day.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, Democrat attorneys are laying out their case for impeachment against President Trump before the House Judiciary Committee. Chairman Jerry Nadler says the facts are clear.
Every fact alleged by the whistleblower has been substantiated by multiple witnesses again and again.
Republicans say none of the witnesses have been able to corroborate any claims of wrongdoing in the Ukraine controversy. We have breaking news at this hour. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker has died at age 92. He headed the Fed during the Carter and Reagan administrations, turning a position little known outside financial circles into a national political circle, a national political figure. Once again, Paul Volcker, age 92. Investigators looking into whether the Saudi airmen who opened fire at Naval Air Station Pensacola Friday acted alone. President Trump says having Saudi military training in the U.S. has been going on for decades.
I guess we're going to have to look into the whole procedure. We'll start that immediately.
The airmen reportedly posted online he objected to American attacks on Muslims around the world. And five are dead, others missing and feared killed after a volcanic eruption on White Island off the coast of New Zealand. Evacuations were ordered.
A number of people have burns as a result of the eruption.
Some on the island were tourists from a cruise ship. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.